This is Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Today is Tuesday, November 8th. It is Election Day. And for the next few minutes, we're not going to be talking about specific candidates or issues, but we're going to be talking about the mechanics of voting today. And to talk with me about that, here is KUT's Ashley Lopez. Thanks, Ashley.
Good morning.
For people who didn't vote early and are voting today, we kind of just want to run through the basics, the mechanics of voting on Election Day. So first of all, the time. When can people vote today?
There's a 12-hour spread. You can start voting at 7 a.m. In any polling location here in Travis County until 7 p.m. And that's a hard line, but if you get to the polling location, let's say it's 6:59, you will be able to vote that day.
Now, you mentioned polling locations. Where can people vote?
Any precinct in Travis County is available to any Travis County voters. And that's the same in Williamson County as well. Any polling location is open to any voter. So if you want to look up which polling locations have probably the shortest lines, which ones closer to work, to your kid's school, that kind of thing, that's available to you. However, in Hays County, you are assigned a precinct, a polling location. And there's a voter lookup on their website. I would look at that because you can only vote where you are assigned.
So Travis and Williamson counties, anybody can vote anywhere, any registered voter can, but in Hays County, you have to vote in your precinct.
Exactly.
All right. Big question, Ashley. Voter ID, what can people show at the polls in order to be allowed to vote?
If you have a photo ID, which are like those seven IDs, like a driver's license or maybe your concealed carry, your handgun license, that kind of thing, those are always a good way to vote. Driver's license especially is the easiest way to vote. But if you don't have it or you had trouble getting one or maybe you lost your ID, whatever the reason is, you can show any government document, including mail, like a government paycheck or maybe your utility bill is another good thing. You can show that and sign a form that says that you just had trouble getting an ID. They should be available to you at the polling location there and you'll be able to vote just like a regular ballot, like just like if you had your photo ID.
And of course, Texas voter ID law has been in the news quite a bit leading up to this election. Did you hear about any problems related to voter IDs or showing ID at the polls? Did you hear anything about problems with that during the early voting period?
Yeah, it seems like everyone wasn't equally informed about the law. It's very confusing. This law was changed pretty recently, and there was a short turnaround for the state and counties to kind of all get on the same page about what a court order, a federal court order said about the law. And a lot of confusion has to do with that second part of photo ID. Like if you had trouble getting an ID, what are your options? It seems like not all poll workers were up to speed about what that change was. And even some voters didn't know that that was an option to them. That has been an issue across the entire state. I mean, I personally have gotten phone calls from people saying that, you know, I don't know what to do. Someone like a poll worker at the polling location I was at told me that people could not vote if they didn't have a photo ID, a state issued photo ID. And that is not true. So that has been during early voting, at least probably the biggest confusion we've heard.
So when you said people were confused, that wasn't just voters, that was also poll workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there was a short turnaround for the state and for county officials to educate people about what those, and that includes poll workers. And it's very complicated, some very dense language. It's 254 counties, 254 ways to run elections. Adding a complex recent change to a law that was already kind of complicated was bound to create some problems, and it did. And so, you know, the best thing that voters can do is just be informed, know that you can vote, whether or not you have an ID, you are able to vote during this election.
Today on Election Day, then, if a voter has a problem, either with ID or because they don't have ID at the polls, what should voters do?
I would recommend calling a hotline. There are a lot of nonprofits running a helpline called Election Protection. It's basically lawyers waiting to help you out in situations like this. Of course, always express yourself if you are armed with information and say, look, this is the law, that could persuade a poll worker to follow it, to follow that law. Just know that you're not alone. There are lawyers out there. There's a hotline. I would look it up. I would go online and go to Election Protection, and there are lawyers literally waiting for phone calls like this, and they've been receiving them throughout this entire campaign so far, the election season.
KUT's Ashley Lopez, thank you for your information today.
Thank you.
And if you visit KUT.org, you'll find links to all kinds of voting and election information for today, including links to places about polling locations, about how long the wait is. That and much more information is available at KUT.org. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.